彼が私のストーリーです。It was kind of strange and hard growing up in an area of Queens, New York, where, you know, there are Seventh-day Adventists, but we were really strict Seventh-day Adventists, and everyone knew it. And we were going to church every Sabbath, I didn't see the appeal of church. I saw, and especially, like, well, I was getting a lot of doom and trials and tribulations that are going to come if I do this. It felt more threatening than it felt loving. Also, seeing how some of the members would speak and be in church was not necessarily how they behaved outside of church. It was confusing for me, and then when I finally had the choice to When I discovered that I was old enough to leave the church, I bounced. I got out of the church as soon as I could. 15, I ran from the church. Brought me from New York to Japan. I had traveled here before. I came with a couple of different artists, most notably Miss Cyndi Lauper. She brought us here on her True Colors tour, and I really loved this place. I had a ball. Coming back to America, the political climate is changing in as far as, well, black men were being stopped and searched and shot and killed and for no reason by police. I kept getting stopped on my car, on I-95. And something told me, you should leave America now. 13 years now? 13 years ago, in fact. I had just met whom is now my wife. We had a brand new baby boy. And I was like, I want to raise my child. I don't want to get killed out here. My wife is Japanese. And coming here, I said, well, this is the thing to do. Come to Japan. Raise your child in Japan. You've been to Japan. You like Japan. He will learn a new language. Ah, this will be wonderful. So, went here, came here. I have a couple of friends here whom are also musicians. So, landed right in the thick of it. Come, play, making a living. Unbeknownst to me, my wife wasn't happy. I thought she was. She'd come to the shows, bring our child to the shows, our now children to the shows. Artists would love my children, they're great. And one day I came home, she was gone. I helped my wife, my family, everyone was gone. That was craziness. I was going nuts. I didn't know what to do. When you're married, you go through ups and downs. Sometimes you have arguments or something, but we hadn't had that. To my knowledge. Now I'm alone and extremely, not only lonely, but it started to sit in that my family's gone. My family's gone. My wife and children. I have three children. Everyone's gone and no one's speaking to me. Now that I'm living away from Tokyo, I'm living down here in Yaizu, it's harder to get work. I felt I had nothing. I mean, nothing. And it drove me out of my mind. I was going completely crazy. And I decided I really had nothing to live for. So I decided I would kill myself. I would probably find a nice hilltop or something, a bridge where the Shinkansen would travel across. And place my wallet under a rock or something so that when I jumped and went splat, somebody could find it and at least know whom I was. And that was really a plan. And then a voice spoke to me. It said, call your sister. Now, the fact that I have 7 sisters and I knew exactly which one to call, someone was really speaking to me. So I called my sister in Sweden. That's Andrea. I called her. I just wanted her to know that I wouldn't be around. She asked me, Pierre, you have to find a church. No, I didn't expect to hear this from Andrea. She's a Buddhist. She was a Buddhist. Apparently, she had just gotten back into Christianity herself that past year. I hadn't known that. But she spoke to me and told me that I needed God in my life and I needed to change and call a church, find a relationship with God. I wasn't trying to hear that. I was ready to go. But I promised her that I would. So I Googled the nearest Seventh-day Adventist church near me. The same voice said, that's the one. So I did. I called this church, Pastor Gunji. Pastor Gunji, he was great. He still is. He's caring. He's kind. He asked me if he could come speak to me at my house. I said, yeah. He would ask me questions and I would talk to him and answer. And what he would do is ask me if I would suggest to me if I would read this or check out that in the Bible. I said, I don't even have a Bible. I have an iPad. So I said, well, you can download a Bible. Okay, I'll do that. I was no longer feeling like I had nothing to live for. So I called my sister back. We would spend hours on the phone. She's in Sweden. And she asked me also to start looking at certain television shows, AFTV, Amazing Facts Television with Doug Batchelor. And I would watch and listen. And it seemed like every time I would turn that show on, there was a message there for me. He's talking right to me. I would talk some more with Pastor Gunji. And he would call and I would call him and he'd come by again. And it just started to grow on me. The word. He started challenging me with reading more passages. And between Pastor Gunji and going back to listening to more AFTV and then calling my sister, come to find out that the Lord wasn't through with me yet. He just started talking to me. Pastor Gunji says, Pierre, do you think maybe you would like to come to a church this Sabbath? I was like, yes, I think I would like to do that. I just had a good time that first Sabbath here. I really did. I had a very good time. The food was delicious. All vegetarian. Oh, man, it was great. Pastor Gunji asked me how I was going, and the congregation caring about me and talking to me and drawing me in, and I'm opening up. I'm sharing things with them that I would never share with anyone. Even my close friends wouldn't know. But there was something about the way they were asking. They weren't judging me. They just wanted to truly care about my well-being. How am I? I didn't experience that before. It was amazing. This I was learning is how Christians are supposed to be. I hadn't realized that. They actually love their brother. How to actually love your brother. Things were started changing. I, I fell in love with Jesus. He said, give me, come to me. Give me your cares. Put them all on me. And I did. I was baptized here, right in this very church. This church, as you all might notice, has no baptistry built in. They actually built a baptistry for me. I've changed. I'm a whole new creature, as the Bible says. I can tell. But God didn't take anything away from me. He let me use the gifts that he gave me for him now. That's wonderful.